Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hey, we are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. The big news in conference realignment today, Oregon and Washington are as good as gone to the Big Ten. Now, the Big Ten presidents and chancellors and commissioner need to officially vote on Oregon and Washington to accept the new teams. But that's reported by Brett McMurphy, Pete Thamel, a lot of reporters that have been following this situation for a while. They say they expect the vote to be unanimous. So consider Oregon and Washington officially members of the Big Ten. And just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, it does. Because I look at this and I say, this is the move. This is, you know, this is the straw that broke the Pac-12's back. That this is the blow that is going to completely eradicate the Big 12. But I think there's one way to save the conference as currently constructed. D-Mace, it's something that you and I kind of threw around at the break.
Yes.
The only way to save the conference is to merge with the Mountain West. And even that, I don't think, would even do it. Because if I'm one of the remaining schools, the five remaining schools in the Pac-12, if I'm Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, I think, how is it seven remaining schools or five remaining schools? Seven.
Let me see. Arizona State, Arizona, that's two. Cal, that's three.
Stanford.
Stanford, that's four.
Utah, Oregon
five,
State.
Five, six. Yeah.
If that's I'm it. One of the yeah. remaining schools in the Pac-12.
Washington State.
One of those two in Washington State.
Yes.
If 17. I'm Utah, if I'm Stanford, those are premier brands in desirable markets. Mm-hmm. I'm not merging with the Mountain West. I'm sorry. No offense to Boise State. But I'm not doing that. And the Mountain West currently has a TV deal negotiated with Fox and ESPN, but it only pays out $4 million to each member school, which for the Mountain West, that's an increase from the $1.1 million they were getting from their previous media deal. But if I'm in the Pac-12, I'm just going to sign up for my $20 million Apple TV deal and call it a day. So you can't have a league with, you know, what, seven schools.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You know, the Pac-12 would have to do something, would have to add schools. But if I'm the Pac-12, what does San Diego State really do for me?
Well,
that doesn't replace what we're losing in Oregon and USC and UCLA and Washington. I don't know who else you bring into the conference, and I don't know what you really have that's desirable enough to offer.
Well, I mean, it keeps you – I think what it does, it keeps you in line with where these conferences are going. They're mega conferences now, 18-plus teams. You know, you look at the Big Ten, look at the SEC. Those are, what, 18 teams, 16, 18 teams, somewhere around there. So you already have them. Then you have, you know, the Big Ten, what they're doing. So you got to be in line with where this shift is going if you want to have an opportunity to survive. So would it be beneficial for them to say, let's team up with the ACC? I mean, could it happen? Yeah. But from a geographical standpoint, that it just doesn't mesh, at least to me. It can't happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. But it just doesn't vibe together. Like the old Pac-12 merging with the ACC, it doesn't feel right in a sense.
Washington State and Boston College and Miami being in the same conference.
Nah. So I think what would be beneficial is if the Mountain West and the Pac-12 merge. We call it the Pac West, whatever you want to call it. Do you have the top end teams that the SEC and the Big Ten have? No, you don't. You may not even have the top end teams that the Big 12 have. But it still keeps you in the game. It still keeps you from the standpoint of we have 18 teams in here. We do have a few teams with recognition. And we still put ourselves in the position where whoever wins the conference gets an automatic bid to the college football playoffs. Right. You just don't want to totally take yourself out of the game.
Right.
You don't. And if they don't merge, I believe that's what's going to happen. They're going to take themselves completely out of the game.
Or they're going to have to just join someone else who's already in the game.
Yeah. But I just think it just makes sense to me. It keeps like a sense of the Pac-12 together because you got all West Coast teams mm-hmm. basically together. If you start to go across country and merge with the ACC, again, it can work. They'll find a way to make it work, but it just doesn't feel right. I think it feels better if you just combine with the Mountain West. You're in the Pac-12, Mountain West, Pac-West, like I said. Mm-hmm. And it won't be a SEC and it won't be a Big Ten, but I think we'll be closer to the Big 12 than if we don't do this. Because right. if you don't do this, you're far behind a lot of people.
Let's get some of your thoughts on this. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. One texter texts in and says, Caroline, you don't think that these are bad changes because your alma mater is going to be safe from realignment. Honestly, that's probably true,
yeah.
to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's not going to be any conversation of a super conference in college football that excludes LSU. Mm-hmm. So that's probably right. But if I'm a fan of Washington State, or if I'm a fan of even a non-Power 5 school, like, let's say Tulane, for example, then, yeah, these are probably pretty bad changes, and I'm probably really scared about the future of my football program and of my school and where my school kind of lies in mm-hmm. this era of conference realignment. So, I mean, me and D-Mace, our alma maters, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Our alma maters are fine. We're good.
But, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But everybody else, I mean, outside of that, I mean, it's going to be – you're sort of waiting to see what's going to happen, how it affects, you know, your university. But, you know, I think the Big Ten and the Big Ten and SEC are set. They're fine. You know, whatever. Even if they do add teams, it's not going to affect, you know, the teams within the conference already. They're all going to get their money. It's just, what does the Pac-12 do? And can they, you know, convince another conference to merge with them?
One texter says, why can't the Pac-10 just pull the whole Mountain West Conference into the Pac-10?
Yeah, they can do that.
They could do that.
Yeah.
And that would have to be an ongoing discussion with Apple, because while Oregon and Washington might look at the $22 million a year that they would get from that Apple media rights deal, mm-hmm. if I'm Oregon and Washington, I'm bolting. But if I'm San Diego State, I would gladly take $22 million.
Oh, of course.
Year. It just depends on, you know, what does bringing in a San Diego State and a Boise State and a Fresno State and a San Jose State, how does Apple view that? Mm-hmm. How much more valuable is the Pac-12 without Oregon and Washington? Because if I'm Apple, I probably don't want to pay as much of a premium to have Pac-12 games on my streaming services if it's without Oregon and Washington and potentially Arizona and Arizona State, and it's Oregon State, Washington State, Fresno State, and San Jose State.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't you just handpick Group 5 teams? Like, for example, UTSA. They're a really good Group 5 team. You could also go pick out Nevada. You could go pick out SMU. Let's see, which other ones are on here? New Mexico. Like, you
totally
could.
Could.
Like, yeah. That's geographically in the same area. You're still getting that Midwest market with the Texas teams. Like, why not handpick some decently good Group 5 teams and then just bring them over to the Pac-12?
You could, but then the same issue remains. How attractive is that to a potential media suitor? Like, if I'm Apple,
I'm
losing
not
Oregon and Washington, my offer is going down.
Yeah,
SMU and UTSA just doesn't do it for me as much as Oregon and Washington.
In no sport.
It's still better than the Mountain West, though. You got to just look at it that way.
Yeah.
Because UTSA, the last couple of seasons, have won like 10-plus games.
They're top 25 team.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you have some sort of, I guess, eye candy in those type of Group 5 teams that you can just handpick mm-hmm. and somehow strengthen your conference, I feel like that's better than looking at it that way than, you know, losing teams and just merging with another conference that's not as powerful as, you know, your Big 12 and your Big 10s and all the above.
There is one person who's going to join us coming up next that I know has a lot of strong feelings about this. Ron Kruk, former college football play-by-play analyst and also MMA broadcaster, will join us coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hey, tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Durham Bulls, AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. Joining us now is our friend over at Superbook Sports and UFC MMA extraordinaire and broadcaster Ron Kruk. Ron, appreciate you for joining us. It's a huge UFC weekend in Nashville, and I want to get your thoughts on that. But first, I know you're just as much as a college football nerd as we are, and as a Colorado alum, I have to ask you your thoughts on Colorado joining the Big 12 and now the latest, Oregon and Washington joining the Big 10.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm so old that I was there when Colorado actually went to the national championship and won it back in 1990. Yeah, go Buffs. But it was, it's been a long time, guys, that's for sure. They've been so bad, people don't even remember that they went to those games against Notre Dame back-to-back in 89 and 90. You know, this is a solid move for the program that had no success, really, in the Pac-12. You know, their true success was in the 90s when they were with the Big Eight back, you know, in the day in the Big 12, with the rivalries with Oklahoma and, of course, Nebraska. And it never took off. When Nebraska left for the Big Ten and Colorado went to the Pac-12, you know, they tried to make Utah their rival, and it never picked up. So I think this is a huge move for a Colorado program that's been down so long. Bringing in Coach Prime got people excited. They sold out their spring game for the first time in decades. So it's an exciting move. Crazy time in college sports, that's for sure.
Crazy time is right, and all eyes on Colorado football for the first time in a long time. Ron Kruk is with us. He is play-by-play for UFC Fight Pass, also one of our friends over at Superbook Sports. So UFC comes back to Nashville for the first time 4 or 5 years, I believe. What was the draw for UFC to come back to Nashville?
Yeah, this is a great fight down. There's no doubt about it. So it's about time the UFC is back on Broadway. It's an exciting time. You know, you look at there's some history here in Tennessee, and some of the fighters that have come out of here. I mean, leading the list, of course, Clinton Rampage Jackson, you know, the Pride fighter and longtime UFC fighter, but Jake Shields and Mo Laval, to name a few more. So there's a history of MMA here in Nashville and Tennessee, and I think this is as the UFC picks up and starts to go back on the road, they're picking places that have traditionally sold out and have really a big fight base here. So I'm excited. It's a huge matchup in the bantamweight division in the main event, as number 4 ranked Corey Sandhagen is taking on number 7 Rob Font. This is a big matchup in this weight class, as a win for Corey Sandhagen could get him into the title fight conversation. Rob Font took this matchup late, as Umar Nurmagomedov was injured. He pulled out. So this is actually going to be a 140-pound catch weight instead of 135. But a lot of implications in that bantamweight division for the winner.
And not only are you heavily involved in the UFC world, you're also involved in the betting world as well. I know our listeners, you know, in Tennessee, they're involved in sports betting. They want to make some money on the fights this weekend. What are your best bets for the UFC fights going down on Broadway this weekend?
I love it. Yeah, Superbook has some great odds. Or superbook.com, download the app. I've got a 3 fight parlay that I'm looking at, and it's got a few favorites in it. So I'm going to go with Corey Sandhagen. He comes in at a minus 330 over Rob Font. Rob Font's a very tough boxer, but Corey Sandhagen is a very well-rounded fighter. I like him a lot. I'm going to put him in with Tatiana Suarez. Now, she is an up-and-comer, and she is a major favorite, which is kind of shocking. She's taking on Jessica Andrade in the co-main event, and she's almost a 4-1 favorite, and she has 26 less fights than Andrade. But I like Suarez in this one. She's returning after winning at the Ultimate Fighter. She's 9-0. She is ready for a coming out party, and I think this is the fight if she can get a win over the former champion in Jessica Andrade. And then I've been going back and forth with this, but since I need to put in a third fight, I'm going to go with Diego Lopez. I like him getting by Gavin Tucker. That is my three fight parlay. If you go to superbook.com or download the app, they will boost that three fight parlay this weekend. Use the promo code Krucker, KRUCKDR, and we'll boost that up this weekend. But exciting time here in Music City as the UFC is back.
Last one for you. I know that the fun on Broadway doesn't stop just at Bridgestone for the UFC event. You'll also be hosting a party. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what they can do after the fight on Broadway.
Absolutely. It's actually before, during, and after. They will have a watch party at Margaritaville and Landshark. They'll have that watch party going on as early as 3 p.m. I think prelims start at 5, get down there early. But then we're very excited to welcome UFC light heavyweight Dustin Jacoby, and he will have his official after party at Landshark after the fights. Come down. We got a signed pair of UFC gloves from Dustin. Dude, this guy is so much fun, guys. You got to come down. He big hunter, just a fun dude to hang out with. He'll take some pictures. Of course, Superbook will have some swag to give away, some great promos. So get down to Margaritaville and Landshark Park. Dustin Jacoby hopefully gets a win, and then he'll be in a great mood to have a few adult beverages.
Ron Kruk, he's been covering UFC and MMA for the longest time, does play-by-play on UFC Fight Pass. Also can find him on Superbook Betting with the Barbers. Ron, appreciate you for joining us and excited for the party on Broadway on Saturday.
Awesome. I'm expecting to see you both out there. It's going to be a great night of fights. And as I said, it's about time that the UFC is back on Broadway. Thanks for the time, guys.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Ron. It's going to be a blast. Appreciate our friends over at Superbook Sports for offering Ron to us. Also head out to Landshark Bar in Margaritaville on Broadway on Saturday night. Superbook always throws a blast of a party, and I know that Saturday night will be no different. Coming up next, some more breaking news coming out, but on the league side this time. It has something to do with the Titans in week one. We'll get into that coming up next. Plus, we will take it to the bank. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Here comes the money. You can take that to the bank.
Here comes the money.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Before we get into Take It to the Bank, because I know we've got some shots that we are going to call before the weekend.
Yes.
A little bit of breaking news, this coming out from Ian Rappaport, that Alvin Kamara has been suspended for 3 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. So around the Pro Bowl last year, he was involved in a really, really scary fight.
Yeah.
It was at a casino or a nightclub.
It was at a hotel.
He beat the crap out of a guy.
Yeah, they caught it all on video, too. It wasn't good. So, he's out 3 games. Well, that's good for the Titans.
Out 3 games. Good for the Titans, considering the Titans are playing the Saints week one. So the Saints will be Alvin Kamara-less for week one. And look, Alvin Kamara now in 2023 is not the Alvin Kamara of 2018, 2019, when he was a top 3 running back in the league. I mean, Alvin Kamara over the last couple of seasons, just shy of 1,000 rushing yards, hasn't been as much of a fixture of the offense as he previously played, maybe in the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era of the New Orleans Saints right around 2018-19. But still, the Saints are undergoing a whole lot of changes offensively. New head coach last year in Dennis Allen.
New quarterback.
New starting quarterback in Derek Carr. Bringing in Chris Olave in the draft this past year, so he's entering his second season. The Saints did sign Jamal Williams from the Lions. Mm-hmm. So I think that the Saints have been preparing for this, that they knew that a suspension was imminent for Alvin Kamara, that if it wasn't going to be 3 games, it was going to be something else. So the Saints have been preparing to not have Alvin Kamara, but still, I think that, not having him, the Saints are worse off than having him, which then in the first week of the season is a positive thing for the Titans.
Well, that's one less person the Titans have to game plan for. Right. And he poses a mismatch. You know, he still has the ability to be, you know, a great pass catcher out of the backfield. He may not be as explosive between the tackles as he was some years ago, but you still got to account for him when he's on the field. And not having him bodes well for the Titans, you know, early on in the season. So, you know, but it's just, man, these guys get themselves in certain situations that you just think like, man, why is it worth it? So now he's out of three games, which means he won't get paid for the first 3 weeks. And then ultimately it hurts your team, you know, you not being there. So good for the Titans, bad for the Saints.
Yeah. And it's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, yeah, what are you? It was a scary scene. It was a really scary scene.
You got to know when to sort of, you don't want no one fighting in a situation like that. You just don't. But if indeed that does occur, you got to know to remove yourself from it. And the people that you hang with, they got to know, hey, we got to remove this dude from what's going on.
Right.
You know,
he's lucky it was three games.
Exactly.
I'm shocked it's only three. I was kind of expecting six, to be completely honest with you. But without further ado, it is now time to take it to the bank. Take it to the bank, brought to you by F&M Bank. F&M Bank, banking made easy on purpose. At F&M Bank, their mission is to make lives better by making banking easier. So visit one of their 20 locations throughout Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky or online at fmbank.com. Our commissioner, Nick Frazier, how'd we do last week?
Not so great on
my
end.
Not so hot.
I went for Nolan Arenado to get a home run just because the trade rumors, and went, I think, 0 for 4 in one of the games, and then like 1 for 3, so not great.
Not a great weekend for Nolan Arenado. I know mine last week was that Dalvin Cook was going to get signed by the Jets. I'm not wrong quite yet.
Pending.
But not quite right yet. I had a second one that I said that anyone for the St. Louis Cardinals table, other than Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, those two are still St. Louis Cardinals, so cha-ching, cash that one. D-Mace, what was your take?
Mine was there would be a big trade in the NFL this past weekend. Came close. I mean, I guess you can call it close because Jonathan Taylor said, I want to be traded.
Yeah, that's
true. And I was like, please trade him. Just please so I can win, take it to the bank. And they didn't trade him. So he opened up the door just a little bit. Man, I felt a little bit of that breeze. And then Irsay closed it.
Jim Irsay.
You needed Jim Irsay to say, oh, we're going to go with the third string.
Exactly.
We always say, like, the Mets are going to Met and the Jets are going to Jet. Jim Irsay is going to Jim Irsay. Yeah. And Jim Irsay just Jim Irsayed.
Basically.
What's your ticket to the bank this week?
There's a, what, two-game series? I'm going to go back to the MLB because it seems like
I've
had some success with this. The Tigers play the Tampa Bay Rays. Is it two games? I believe it's two games this weekend. So it's today and tomorrow.
Not a third game on Sunday?
There may be a third game on Sunday. I'm just looking at the fourth and the fifth now. But either way, I think the Tigers win that series from the Rays. Obviously, the Rays are a better team. But I got my Tigers winning the series. I'm not saying they're sweeping the series. I think there is a third game.
Yes, Sunday.
Yeah,
ride
Sunday's
or
game.
Die
so
for Detroit.
I'm riding with my Tigers to beat the Rays in the series.
All right. So they need to win one game.
Huh?
Do they need to sweep it?
They need to sweep the series.
Okay, need to sweep the series. Okay,
to win two out of the three games. Yeah.
Oh, so it is a three-game series.
Yeah, three-game series.
Gotcha,
today,
gotcha.
Tomorrow, and
Sunday.
Sunday. Yep.
Gotcha. Go Tigers, go.
Let's go. We need it.
Nick, what are you taking to the bank this week?
So my first ticket to the bank, I started out with Nashville SC in the League's Cup like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the well with it. Nashville SC play tonight versus FC Cincinnati on the road. It's going to be a tough matchup for them. I'm just going to take Nashville SC to win outright.
All right.
It's the knockout round, so might as well go that way.
I like the enthusiasm, the confidence in Nashville SC.
Uh-huh.
Our official soccer corner with Nick Frazier.
Hey, there you go. Soccer corner with me. I like
you know
that.
What? You know, I'm really upset. And because Nashville SC, they play the Miami team, but they play them in Miami.
AD, makes you want to go to Miami?
To watch Messi?
Yeah, hey, let's do it. We'll go for a whole trip for the whole entire group here.
I saw it. I'm like, is it? Oh, God, it's not at home.
I saw one advertisement for Miami playing Dallas, and they're playing in Frisco. And I saw a tweet that was like, who would have thought Lionel Messi in Frisco, Texas? You know, the center, the epicenter of the soccer world.
Oh, it will be.
Frisco, it will be. And wherever he is, honestly, is the epicenter of the soccer world.
He was at Publix the other day. It was on Twitter. And he had
PubSub?
Yeah, there you go, PubSub. Right? Yeah. No, it was cereal boxes for his kids. And I saw like CT Crunch was in there. I'm like, I know he's going to munch on some CT Crunch. He's going to experience the U.S. lifestyle of eating lavishly.
I've never heard it called CT Crunch.
Yeah. Like really? Crunch? Yeah. No. CT Crunch is in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I just called it Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Maybe CT Crunch has a much cooler vibe to it.
Yeah, that sounds cooler.
It sounds cool.
Does Lionel Messi not have people to do his grocery shopping for him?
I like that he does his own grocery shopping.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised.
I think he just kind of wants to be a normal guy. And I feel like America kind of offers that to him, you know? I mean, in Europe, he's a world superstar. I mean, in America, he's that, but I feel like America has a little bit more just like, hey, we'll cut it back a little bit.
We have more Kim Kardashians of the world.
Exactly.
You know, dilute the soccer players. My ticket to the bank this week, I think by the next time that we're out at practice, I believe we're out at practice on Tuesday on next week, off on Monday. I think the Titans are going to sign another offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it's going to be. If I had to guess, it's probably some guy that we've never heard of or one guy that we were like, oh, yeah, I remember when he played at, like, Utah State in, like, 2012. What's he been up to since then? It's more than likely going to be a name like that that we don't really recognize, but it's a guy to just bring in to be a body in camp, to maybe add a little bit of competition, a little bit of depth to this offensive line room. Because I think they were already just skimming by with the bare minimum. Once you get rid of, you know, Floyd Jamarco Jones Mayweather.
Kangaroo Jones.
Cutting him after his second fight of the week. His third fight since he's gotten to the Titans in just a single calendar year.
I didn't realize he was on the fight card for the other night.
Yeah. UFC this weekend. Come check out Jamarco Jones. MMA aficionado.
I just hope he signs my gloves, man. I really hope that happens.
And I think that he would be, he's a big name in the fighting world.
Yeah.
But after they cut him, rightfully so, I have no problems with it, no gripes with it. After they cut him, I think they just need to add one more body. And I don't think that this is going to be a guy that you're going to see actually compete for the right tackle position. But I think that this is going to be a guy that they're just going to add in camp, have a body, a little bit of depth. So I'm going to take that to the bank that by Tuesday, the Titans are going to sign another offensive lineman.
Any names to go along with that?
Not tackle, just an offensive lineman or an offensive tackle?
I will go tackle.
Oh, so we're narrowing it down. We're being specific
tackle.
Here.
I'll go tackle. It is not going to be Taylor Lewan.
No, it's not going to be Taylor.
Maybe it's a Rodney Hudson.
Ah, could be.
Or a Jesse Davis.
Or it could be an Eric Fisher. You just never know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Nah, probably not. Well, if Taylor, I mean, nah, Taylor's probably
Taylor's too skinny.
Yeah, he's too skinny.
Taylor's too skinny. But I think they're going to sign someone
else
by
Tuesday. He should be playing sand volleyball right about now.
Yeah, right. Seriously. That's going to do it for us today. Have a great weekend this weekend. Stillman & Company's up next. We'll be back Monday at 11 a.m.
Be love and love on your people. Peace.